Welcome to the Twisted Podcast. My name's Trina, chatting with Molly Craig from Rough Life Pet Services. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello. Glad to have you.
I want to know all about this organization.
My name is Molly, and I started Rough Life about 2 years ago. I was the HR coordinator for a healthcare company, and it was in Ozark. And anytime my pets needed to go to the vet or daycare or anything like that, I was unable to find anybody that I trusted to do that for me. So it started me thinking about some things. And when I parted ways with the healthcare company, I just decided to go for it. I started small with about three clients, and I wanted to provide a service where the animals could stay in their own homes and I could come over there and interact with their animals while they're gone. Either that, sometimes it is people who work 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and I'll come over for the lunch break and either walk or let the dog out or whatever they want me to do. I'm very open and I'll do whatever they want me to do. If they want me to run the dog, walk the dog, just take it out. Some people prefer me not to really talk, you know, like not to really touch the dogs because dogs don't love it. Some of them. So they give me the instructions and I go for lunch breaks. Also, people go out of town and I try to stick to a 4-hour rule. I start at 6 o'clock in the morning. I will sometimes start at 5 o'clock in the morning if I really want to run that day. And so I'll let all the dogs out that I have that morning. And then maybe I'll go run a little bit. And after a four hour time period, I go right back to the house that I was at before and let the dogs out while the parents are on vacation so that the dogs get the benefit of getting to stay in their own home. So maybe they can avoid kennel cough or the anxiety that I know some dogs feel when they have to be boarded. It really gives the dog a chance to be able to stay at its house and feel the most comfortable while its parents are gone.
Do you ever take them to the vet if they need to go?
Absolutely. I run dogs to the vet, to the groomer. I have a lot of clients that I have on a standing rotation where I do their nails. So it's every a couple of weeks. I'll pick up the dog at a certain time on Tuesday and we'll go get its toenails clipped. I have a client that I do play dates with. So I pick up her dog every 2 weeks. We do toenails, puppuccinos, and the park. And then I take the dog back home. So it's fun stuff like that.
Wait, puppuccinos. Tell me about that. What is a puppuccino?
So if you go to Starbucks with a dog, you can ask for a puppuccino and they'll give you a cup, a small cup with a tiny bit of whipped cream in it, and the dogs love it.
I think I've seen people do this. I didn't know it was
yes.
Had a name.
Yes. Isn't that funny? Andy's does it with also with ice cream cones. So they'll give you a tiny little dog cone for your dog. Yep.
So adorable. Well,
yes.
It's important to have that. Like you're saying, a lot of dogs get very stressed if they're not at home and they
yes.
still need to be taken care of through the day. And
right.
it can be time consuming if someone works long hours. You can't always just drop what you're doing to go to the vet or home to let your dog out.
That's right. It becomes very convenient for people to call me. I work really on the spur of the moment also. So if somebody calls me and says, we had to leave this morning, can you come by at this time and this time? If they'll give me times, I'll go within an hour of those times and make sure it's taken care of.
Wow. Do yeah. you just do dogs?
I don't. I do dogs, cats. I have done chickens. I have a couple of guinea pigs, cats. I don't know much about the amphibian type, so I haven't really done anything like that. But mostly dogs, cats, guinea pigs, things like that.
You're willing to learn, huh?
Yes, absolutely. I'm like, if you can teach me, I'm willing to hold your chicken and feed it. I don't mind.
There you go. That's awesome. have I noticed that you do some pet foster care and things like that too?
I do. I work with a rescue called For the Love of Canines. It's a local rescue, and the lady in charge, Sherry, she has been doing it for 30 years. So I work really with her, and we do our best to get dogs that don't have homes, put them in foster homes, and then adopt them out. Our rules are pretty strict. We really want our dogs to stay placed in the homes that we put them in. So we have some requirements that some people don't have. You know, like we want you to have a fence. It's hard if you have like acreage because a lot of dogs will run away. So we like our dogs to have a fence. We really like them to have a canine play date unless there's or playmate unless there's a specific reason. Like some retired people, they don't really need all of that. They if they're home all day, then they're a perfect candidate for some of the dogs that we have that are just older that really just want somebody who will love them all day long. So that's a frustrating job. A lot of people call me and need to get rid of their dogs, and it just breaks my heart. So I do my best to try to find a way to come pick up their dog and set them in a safe foster home until we can get them a home.
Yeah, it's very emotional. How do you deal with that?
My husband has to hear me cry a lot. It's so sad. I just say, I can't leave the dog.
Yeah.
So. It's really sad.
Yeah, that is. It's the emotional attachment, but it is you're doing good things for the animal. So you've got to keep that in mind.
You also have to keep in mind that, like, you can't save them all, but one at a time, you can save one at a time. And their lives are so much better when you can save them, you know?
Uh-huh. So. What about getting help? What kinds of things are you looking for from the community with your service and with the foster care that people might be able to help out with?
Well, I just really, if you are in a position where you can foster an animal, you can be very specific. Like you can say, I can only handle a dog under 10 pounds and it has to, you know, be non-vicious, blah, 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 or it has to like cats. You know, we can be pretty specific. So if you're willing to foster a dog, really just let me know or, you know, let anybody know it for the love of canines and we'll give you an application and we can set you up with a dog because, you know, we can only save enough that we have places for them to go because we don't have a facility. We deal only with foster homes. So the more foster homes we can get, the more fosters we can have and the more dogs we can save. So we also work with a lot of the other rescues and partner up to try to save as many dogs as we can. Sometimes we get calls for lots of dogs and Have a Heart has been willing to take some of those dogs and we've been willing to help them sometimes. So if all the rescues also really work together very well, so it really helps in the ultimate goal of saving as many animals as we can.
Yeah, I think that's good for people to know. Don't worry about being picky because it's better to have picky help than no help at all.
Absolutely.
So very good. Contact information, how folks can get a hold of you.
You can Google Rough Life Pet Services and my phone number's there. My phone number is 417-693-5976. And I'm very willing to accept phone calls all the time. I do my best to help everyone that I can.
And you're in the Springfield area. About how far of a radius will you travel or can you travel?
I usually go about 20 minutes from my house, which I do a lot of Nixa and Ozark and things like that. Occasionally I'll go to Republic, things like that.
Very good. Thanks so much. You can connect with Rough Life. That's RUFFLYFE on Facebook. We'll have a link for you. You can find out more at runradio.net.